Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding the perfect holiday gift for someone you love is no easy task, especially in the last few years when everyone's developed new hobbies and new ways to pass the time. If you're anything like me and my family, you haven't spent a ton of time together in the last few years, and it makes picking out the perfect present more of an undertaking than usual. That's why I've been leaning on Klarna to help me nab the best gifts this holiday season. This special holiday shopping segment is presented by Klarna and Acast Creative. Okay, I know. It's not the gift that makes the holiday special, but when I think back on all of my favorite holidays, I think about the gifts I got from those who love me most and know me best. Like my parents. From the time I was a little kid, they've always knocked the whole present thing out of the park. Now it's my turn to wrangle my siblings and do the same for them. We're always trying to come up with the best gifts for our parents, but it always feels like when December rolls around, we're in pure panic mode. My parents are super good at gift giving, especially my mom, which is so annoying because if she's getting us good gifts, we want to be able to do the same for her. She's one of those people who overhears you saying, "Oh, I love that," about something you see in a store in May, says absolutely nothing, and then presents it to you on Christmas morning. My brother and sister and I joined forces last year, and we got our mom the Dyson Airwrap, the pretty pricey hair tool that we knew she'd never buy herself. We knew she'd love it, and we were right. She was totally shocked on Christmas morning, and she still talks about it and uses it to this day. How can we top that this year? We decided one thing. Our money can go a lot farther if we pool it for one big, meaningful present that she'll really love. Last year was proof. But what are we supposed to get?
Okay, Ben had a good idea, and now I'm forgetting what it was.
Yeah, I was home the other day, and I noticed that Mom and Dad's coffee machine is pretty old. So I thought it could be nice if we bought them a new one.
I actually think that would actually work. Because I feel like every time we get Mom a gift, it's like a matter of she doesn't ever want anything. She's like, oh, I'm not going to use it. I won't use it. She'll use a coffee maker.
Every time she uses it, she'll think of us.
Lucy, what do you think? Thoughts?
I love that idea. Selfishly, I was thinking the other day how I needed a new Keurig. So this is great for me because maybe I can take the one in their house to my apartment.
Well, that's really the important part of all of this.
Since we're using all of our juice just coming up with ideas, we're using Klarna to help us put our shopping plans into motion. With Klarna, we can trawl through curated guides to help spark some new ideas we may not be considering. Turns out there's a lot of great content out there. So my sister and I are 9 years apart, with our brother in between. We all have a different amount we're comfortable sending on gifts. So Klarna makes it easy to stay within our individual budgets while seeking out this perfect item. They even offer flexible payment options, a nice bonus.
I think we could probably get a really nice one for well under $300, which would have us all putting in between like $75, $80, $85. Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, I'm down.
On the app, you can track it. So like if the price goes lower, it'll alert you. And that way we can get the best deal. And no one loves deal more than Mom and Dad.
True. I love a good deal.
Everyone loves a good deal.
And maybe we could get it really on sale and then use the extra money to buy something else.
Yeah, like Lucy's Keurig.
We may have totally set the bar way too high last Christmas, but thanks to shopping with Klarna, this holiday season is sure to knock last year out of the park. Just please don't ask us what's under the tree for Mom in 2022. We're going to have to start planning that one on New Year's Day. To see what coffee makers my siblings and I are keeping an eye on, among other things, download the Klarna app and check out my G-Thanks Just Bought It gift guide under Gifts for All. Hey everyone, this is Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, of course, and we are here to do another gift guide rundown. I am, as always, joined by my friend Jen Falick of The Ultimate Edit. Hey Jen.
Hello, hello.
We are now, we've been doing this for 6 weeks. It feels like we've been doing it forever, but also feels like we just started. But we're going to just dive right in. The biggest thing we've gotten requests for are like the white elephant gifts, the $50 and under budget gifts. People are stuck. I mean, a lot of people do, you know, the regular, you know, the coffees, the, I don't know, the gift cards. And I know that everyone also started getting the couch coasters, thanks to your idea. But if anyone else is stuck, if you've already bought the couch coaster, if you've already gifted it to somebody, if you still don't have any ideas, we are here to the rescue. Jen, what did you bring?
Okay, so the couch coaster. Oh, I love it. And by the way, there's also a table coaster now, just so you know. This wasn't on my initial list here, but if you were, you know, if you have like your coffee at your desk,
yep,
this makes it so you can't, it like makes any beverage spill proof because it basically adheres to the desk and it's solid.
That would have been
so that's a smart one.
Very helpful for me like 2 days ago when I spilled coffee all over my keyboard. But
I know it's like it's happened to all of us once and then you'll never, like once it happens once, you figure out a way to never have it happen again.
Totally.
Anyway, but on my list for white elephant, this sort of this, on this price point, I'm going to start with one of my favorite, most random ultimate edit picks ever. I've talked about them several times, but they are not sexy yet amazing.
Okay.
Actually, somehow they sort of are a little sexy. They are oven mitts.
Uh-huh.
They're Gorilla Grip heat resistant oven mitts, and they come in every color under the sun, which to me is what makes it sort of fun because
yes,
like hot pink or whatever, like a pastel pink oven mitt.
Yes.
It's just a fun oven mitt or like turquoise blue or mint. The price is amazing. They're under $15.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like something that people never think to buy themselves. It's just the last thing you tend to upgrade.
Sure.
So that's one of my favorites. Also, it's just unexpected because it's so boring. But yet when you pick a fun color, it's not boring.
Right.
It's, the quality is amazing. I've given this idea to like chef friends of mine who now won't use anything else but these. You know, it's just it's a useful, fun, well-priced gift.
I like that. And I also like always need an oven mitt. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you just you don't think to buy. It's like never on your list.
Right.
It's
right.
Sort of like my life working in beauty. We always had the most obscure beauty products in the house.
Yep.
But I never had soap.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Right. That's exactly. That is like a great. It's that's actually a great how to, you know, sum up the life of someone who reviews products for a living.
Totally. None of my own shopping is done.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully everybody else is.
Hopefully yours is. So, I love that.
So that's, yeah, that's one of my first ones going with it. Another one that sort of could bundle with this. I mean, it's just in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
And something I featured recently and now I'm like converting to using this, you know, for everything in my fridge is the Herb Pod Saver.
Yep. Tell us more.
Again, so smart. So basically you just take, whenever I buy like fresh herbs, because I make this like Jennifer Fisher salad that I'm obsessed with,
mm-hmm,
that uses chopped dill. But I never use all the dill. You can't just buy like a sprig of dill. You have to buy the whole
container of dill. That's right. That's right.
And then I end up leaving it on like the, you know, on a shelf in my fridge. It takes up a lot of room. It gets gross and it goes bad quickly.
Yep.
So this Herb Pod Saver, and I feel like I've seen it so many times, like just pop up on my Amazon feed. And I've always been like, oh, that's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this thing. You put your herbs in there. It stands up vertically. It's almost like a little cylinder. And you just put a little bit of water in the bottom. It has like a little spigot that you fill.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps your herbs fresh for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it does not take up any room in the fridge. I put it right at, like along the door in like one of those little shelves. And I've had dill now for like 3 weeks and it's still like good as new.
No way.
It's amazing. And it's,
I need,
you know,
this.
Again, people don't think to buy it. They think it's not, they think they may not use it. So they don't buy it for themselves. But once you have it, you will use it all the time.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I just threw out like a whole thing of like parsley the other day. Sorry, I'm yawning. I just threw out a whole thing of parsley the other day and it made me feel so bad. But it's like, what's
the worst feeling?
What do you want it to go like limp and like greasy in your fridge? And then what, are you going to feel less bad? Like, I was like, well, we're not going to use it. There's nothing. I surveyed, you know, the fridge. I was like, there's nothing I can use this with, and it's going to go bad tomorrow. To think that I can extend the life from 24 hours to like weeks is crazy.
It's amazing. And it doesn't, I'm trying to be better about making my fridge look appealing. So I actually want to cook things that I find in it.
Yeah.
And it just looks depressing to see like wilting herbs laying on your shelf.
Yep.
This just looks nice. It feels organized and it's a great space saver. It's useful. It's like pretty and a great gift. It's under $50. I mean, I want to say it's like $19.99, something like that.
Oh, I love that.
And people never think to get it for themselves and they love it.
Okay. Those are two very good ones. I'm literally writing down the herb saver because we are tried and true people who need that. That's very exciting for me. So I brought some kind of more like kitschy, funny, not as useful, but still fun to get ideas. One is the French fry holder, which is, it is a specific cup. It's like a cup holder that goes inside your car cup holder that will hold the fries that you get at McDonald's, which of course no road trip is complete without. And it just makes so much sense and it's so funny. And everyone gets French fries in the car sometimes. French fries for me are like also like an exclusive car food. Like I love eating them in the car. And then they're just right there. They're right there and they're standing up straight and you can reach them and they're not falling between your seats. And then, or you're reaching out of like the greasy bag and it's like an excellent gift. It's $12. It's from Amazon. And it's one of those things that if you're doing the White Elephant or the Yankee Swap, it's like useful and silly and it becomes like a favorite.
It's so smart. I could have used that the other night with my girls when we did like a drive-through light show and
fun
drive-through dinner. And I'm still finding French fries all over the back of my car.
Like
this is amazing. I'm looking at it right now. And it could go with then if you do this and then you do that Sauce Moto dip clip.
Yes, exactly.
You're set for life.
Exactly. I know. I think I might have to buy both. We did a similar thing. My friend and I went to watch Christmas Vacation, Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at the drive-in the other day. And we got Taco Bell and I'm like still finding like shreds of lettuce under the seat. And so, the French fry thing kind of keeps things right and tight in your car. You know,
everyone gets the
preferred treatment. The other item that I bought that was like in the kitschy fun, but useful category is the iGadget desk vacuum cleaner, which is a tiny USB charged handheld vacuum. It is like a square and it's small and it cleans up crumbs on your desk or like dust on your desk. Instead of having to go get the vacuum out and the attachment that goes on furniture or whatever, you just sort of run this. It's like a tabletop vacuum. And
I love that.
It's really great when you've been cooking. It kind of sweeps up, you know, little like tiny scraps or crumbs or the salt that gets on the table. And it is under $25 right now. It's like $21 with a coupon too, so it's even less. And it's great for your car, for those like little crevices that the French fries get into. And it's just fun. Everyone likes it. No one has it. You know what I mean? Like no one's like, oh, I already own that. So
totally.
But it's great. It's really, really great. And I actually have found it to be a lifesaver, mostly with like the salt on the countertop, because who wants to go get the canister vacuum out? But you're also like wiping off the counters and then salt. You know what I mean? Like it's just like
totally
mini vacuum, tabletop vacuum. Everyone likes it. They come in really cute colors. There's one that's in teal that I really like. We have one in white, and it's like a hit no matter who the audience is, what generation you're doing a White Elephant with, a Yankee Swap with. This is a coveted item.
I love that. I feel like, yeah, for all ages, I could see it too. It feels like it would be a very reward, like it's a satisfying experience to use that thing and just have like a fresh start. That's so smart. And again, fun. It's all about fun colors.
It's all about
having
fun colors.
Fun color options
Yeah.
makes like a vacuum or an oven mitt all of a sudden feel like a gift.
A gift. A luxurious, fun, doing things, enjoying life gift.
That's a good one. Okay. So my next grouping.
Yeah.
I feel like no matter what, we never have enough chargers, or like the cords are all over and then somehow there's not one to be found.
Yes.
Or my daughter will go to a friend's house for a sleepover. Like the number one item that kids need to bring with them everywhere they go these days is a charging cable.
Uh-huh.
Because they're bringing their device over and then they get them confused and then the friends get in fight, whose is whose. Or then I'm telling my husband that he stole mine and that's right. why I can't find mine.
Right.
And he said, blah, blah. So we found these amazing things are on Etsy and they're personalized USB cable. Like they're basically, they're almost like tags.
Like wine, wine tags, but like for cables.
Yes, with your name.
Stop. Yes,
it's like a wine charm for your charging cable. It comes with a cable as well, but it's like this way, you know, whose is whose.
That's
we like put random stickers on them. Sometimes they come off. I think these are so smart, like $15. There's a few different style options and it's just, it's useful. And you could get someone like some fun, you know, you could have it even say something fun on it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a name if you're doing like a grab bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, one, you never think to buy it, but once you have it, you're like, oh, love this.
That would actually be a big marriage saver, I imagine.
Agree. I mean, I'm happy to know that I'm not the only person
who
fights incessantly with their spouse over who stole the charger and who left it where.
Who stole the charger, who left it where, who borrowed it and didn't put it back, who left it in the car, who like swapped out like this sort of sometimes it's broken charger with like the nice new charger. Like it
totally
like,
the one that is so slow. For
yeah.
It's like everybody knows that this was not the one that we wanted. This is the reject.
Right. The bad charger. Oh, that's smart. Okay. I really like that. I can't wait for you to send that link so I can order those. Amazing.
Yeah. It's a good one. I love that.
Amazing. And what's your next one?
Then I love these, they're cold beer coats. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're on Uncommon Goods,
okay.
And they are the most adorable cozy.
I never know what the right pronunciation is.
And they are like, they literally look like preppy little puffer jackets.
Oh.
And they have handles.
Cute.
Because it has the arms. So I love that because it's,
fun.
You know, takes whatever your beverage is of choice. Keeps it cool. It zips right up around the can and it gives you the ability to hold it by the sleeves.
Oh,
essentially your little handles.
Genius.
They're so cute. I love it. It's $13 each. You can get a set of them. It's also, again, when you think of like white elephant gifts and you want things that are unisex.
Yep.
Like this is something that like could go to anybody.
Yeah, totally gender neutral.
You know, have a use for it. And even if you have a million cozies, you definitely do not have this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really great. Everyone always can use that. Like even if you're not a drinker, like
for anything.
Drinks come in anything. So that's great. And you said it's $13 each?
Yeah, $13 each. You can get one, you can get two, three, whatever it is. There's all these different styles. Like there's different color options. They literally look like puffer coats that you or I would buy and wear.
Yep.
They're really cute.
That's really cute. Well, speaking of Uncommon Goods, I found the next item. It's under $50, but I have to warn you, only by $1. It's $49. But it's called the physical mute button. Have you seen this?
No, but now I'm on Uncommon Goods, of course, looking.
Yes. So physical. This is what it says. It's a physical mute button. I thought it would be perfect for an office Secret Santa. I know sometimes the office budgets don't go up to $50, but you never know. Sometimes people who work in a small office when there's only like five people, like sometimes they drag that or whatever. But it is a USB plug into your computer, and it basically has one function, and it is to mute yourself while you're on Zoom. No more like finding the button in the window. You just hit the button like you would, I don't know, the hotel bell at like a check-in desk. And it's really cute, and it's very funny, and I think people can say that after 2 years of constant zooming, it's probably very useful. It comes in three colors: the teal, it could match the little vacuum you have in your desk, a blush pink, and a white. And it does exactly what it says it's going to do. No one can remember if they're on mute. It doesn't come in three colors. There's the red means that you're muted. The blue means you're not muted. And the white is that it's off. So you know if you are muted or not. So there's no more of the like, you're muted, you're muted, you're muted, you're muted, push your button. You know, you can just press the button, click, 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 and you can like talk. And then all those meetings that were suddenly really long because everyone was yelling, you're muted, I think you're on mute, now are very short because you know if you're muted or not. And I think it's very cute. I know it's a little bit more expensive, but I actually think that this is one of the more useful gifts you could give someone, especially in the office. And it's a funny way of trying to, you know, modulate someone's Zoom conferencing behavior.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
First of all, like, why is it so difficult to mute and unmute yourself? Zoom really should like redesign
100%
that element so that everyone's not always fumbling around. But that's such a smart thing to have.
Yeah. I mean, look, like, I love when people identify a problem and make a product to fix it. And I wish that Zoom had done that. But you know what? This company stepped in and did it. So I thought this was a very cute gift. And then the next thing that is a hit, and I know on next week we're going to be talking about gifts we've given that are hits, that might come up on that list for me too, but a fancy bag of popcorn kernels and then a couple of little containers of like really fun seasoning is a hit gift every time. There are companies, you can find them on Amazon, you can find them in like Home Goods, like with all the food. World Market has a bunch. Popcorn seasonings, you can get like dill, you can get cheddar cheese, you can get ones that taste like Taco Bell, like whatever. It's fun for kids, it's fun for adults. And then you give them the popcorn kernels. It's like you can make stovetop popcorn, season it to the flavor of your choice, and it's like a good gift. And like it'll run you like $20.
That's such a good gift.
Yeah.
I love those types of things. I also feel like it feels personal in that it's, you know, typically, even if it's not, but it's, you know, maybe something that you love at home or the way that you like to flavor your popcorn or.
Totally.
Or it feels like there's a personal element to it without it being so specific.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, this is like it's thoughtful. It's a step up from, you know, the mugs and the coffee, you know, it's like, it's a safe bet. And it's can go in any direction. I don't know if it would be like the most coveted gift, but if you're stressed out, if you don't know what to get, if there's too broad of a range of types of people or ages or genders in the circle that you're doing this gift swap with, it's like you can't lose with popcorn, yeah. You know?
Agreed. That's a good one. Now you made me want popcorn.
I know. Me too. I'm like, I might like try to scrounge up some of my own next time I go out to World Market where I spend all of my time this holiday season. And do you have more, Jen? Do you have any more for the White Elephant?
I think I've been sort of thinking as we're talking through, we're sort of referencing all these fun things that we've talked about in some of our prior episodes. I feel like there were a lot of good ones in there. One, my last one, which kind of goes back to a topic that comes up with us pretty consistently, is our love of games.
Yep.
So we had a White Elephant thing the other night for like a big family Hanukkah party thing. And I actually did, and I never think to do these, but it was such a hit. I'm sorry, I spelled the wrong way. It was such a hit. And I did Blokus. So I did a game.
Yes.
I think that a game that you love that's easy to play is a hit every time.
Yes.
And it's easy to wrap. It's just a box.
Yep.
And people love that, you know, and if they already have the game, they can regift it. But I find that like a fun game, and you could even do with the game with like a snack or something. If you want to bundle it up with something,
sure,
you can do that. But I love like a classic, like, so we did Racco is one, Blokus.
Yep.
We've got like the card games that we love, but I think that that's always a great unisex, every age White Elephant gift.
That is a very, I mean, look, the Cover Your Assets craze was started because I Googled like fun, independently owned games, and that's what came up, and it got so many good ratings that I was like, oh, I'll just try it out. And we played it last night. We can't stop playing this game. So, and Blokus is next. Like, I bought it and we're bringing it home for Christmas this year. A game is a good one. It's also a great, like, again, similar to the popcorn thing, like it's personal without having to know the person really well. And it's fun. It's a little bit outside the box.
Yeah, you know what's another good one to do? Uno Attack. I made a reel last night. I was on the train. I haven't been on the train in forever.
Uh-huh.
I was like, ooh, I have an hour to myself. I'm going to make a reel. And I looked through my things to like see what kinds of, you know, what videos I've been taking recently.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are game, you know, different times when like my family and I are playing games. And did it. So I had all this video footage of Uno Attack because we're obsessed with it. Have you played it?
Yes. Yes. Uno Attack is wonderful.
There's like that suspense element. So even if someone has Uno, it's like taking a classic game and getting the new fun version of it is also like a great way to sort of to like focus yourself when you're trying to come up with a game for White Elephant.
Yep.
Sometimes just go with a new version of a classic because even if people have the classic version, they may not have the new and it's just a fun, updated, you know, experience.
And before we sign off, I have to give a shout out in that same vein to have you ever played Codenames?
No.
Oh, Codenames is really fun. There is an online version. We played a lot on Zoom in the beginning months of the pandemic, but it is usually a game for two teams of two, so four people. And one of the biggest complaints or bummer messages I get about Cover Your Assets is you really do need more than two people to play. A lot of people only live with one other person. And Codenames made a duet version of their game that you can play with one other person. So you get all of the fun of like the group game, but they modified it so that you can play against your partner or your roommate or just a friend who's around. And it's really, really fun. And in another life, Jen, I will send you all the instructions to play Codenames. I think your girls would really like it. It's like Taboo, in like a fun, I don't know. It's a guessing game. It's like you have to give hints to your partners so they.
Oh, I'm gonna look it up.
It's
now.
Really
I like
fun.
It. I mean, I just discovered Taboo. I'm the last person on the planet.
That's right. I was like, who was talking about Taboo
it
lately?
Until like 2 weeks, and I can't stop thinking
it
about it.
It was you. Yeah, you would love Codenames. You will love Codenames. You have kids old enough to play Codenames. It could be you and your husband, each team up with one of your daughters and play against each other. It's a very fun game, and. Again, yeah, of a new version of a classic, and it's great. Awesome. Well, we are just about hitting our mark with our White Elephant gift guide, and we will be back next week with our greatest hits episode. Jen, I will see you then.
I will see you next week. I'll have to gather some greatest hits to share. I'm excited. I love that topic.
Me too. You can find a link, of course, to everything we talked about in the show notes. And then there will also be a Shop My Shelf gift guide on the website where you can shop directly. And we'll see you next week.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.